Hey, I'm glad to see you. Well, anybody that's gone through the agony of writing a book, I'm glad to get you.
Well, glad to write my letter, very, 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 very,
gonna be great. Here is a special edition which publisher has prepared for you. This was freshly bound in leather for us, the Loose Company, and actually, this, I think, is probably like a, it's something for your library, and I'm not sure that, I think it's just super inscribed, let's see if we got it now. Oh, yes, it is, good, didn't forget it. And here's another one we thought you might wanna have, if, imagine you mark books when you read them. So you can just go ahead and mark them all over.
I always mark.
That's right. Turn out all the pages on this and just, have a good time.
Let me make my own one very important thing, you know, I am my goal on this meeting. I was very, and also in six crises, including my, sixth chapter, I was very careful to separate columns and commentators and reporters. I said a columnist or a commentator should be biased. That's his job. He's got to do it. But when a guy reports, his credibility is about, he's got to say what the facts are. And should be a columnist. I always use Bert Andrews here. He's his famous statement to the effect that back in, you know, Bert won a Pulitzer Prize for articles on, you know, that on some of the State Department people that were
trolling. Yes, I remember very well. Pumpkin papers.
Right. And then he, before the pumpkin papers, when he got on the wrong side as far as the liberals are concerned, he wrote me one Pulitzer Prize for damning some investigations of State Department personnel and lawyer charges and so forth, where he took the side of the State Department people and got the prize. That when he reported in his case, in his former friend, just ostracized him. He just not reporting on computer, and they took him back later because he didn't mention at all. Anyway, Bert said the trouble with most people, mostly my friends, my reporters who cover the State Department, is that instead of writing about the Secretary of State, they write as if they were.
Very good point.
Very good point. You know, very good issue. I understand. Well, everybody has his right. I mean, you have a clever writer on a computer, a cigar, or something. I know what they do. They know what they do. But the point is, if they put it in a column, if they put it in a, you know, in a, say, opinion or analysis, then they should. Anything they want, but goddamn, when they put it in the news story, they have an obligation to be reasonably accurate in the facts. That's about all.
What do you think?
I don't know.
I think I tell these people, and I answer to them, if you are a sports reporter, it's your obligation to say who won the game, exactly what the score was.
Right. Who scored the touchdown?
Who scored the touchdown? Don't say that Jones did it because he's a friend of Rick Smith did it.
That's right. And who made that block?
That's right.
I mean, like, for example, in a hockey game. You don't give the credit for a guy who didn't make the pass. Of course, the assistant would count the hockey, not the guy who made the goal.
Sure, he's got to have a way clear it.
Sure. Right. And the same also, of course, they have Will Chamberlain. Will Chamberlain's not very far anymore, but he's the guy that puts the ball up there so they get it.
I think that's the excellent way to say it, and the facts are what we want, and the same is true in writing a book. We know that your friend Ray McHugh, a cop, said in his review of it, says, well, I mean, this book is coming out in campaign time.
Yeah.
And some people are going to say it's partisan. He said,
yeah,
read it. He said, read it, and you'll see that it is the story. Of course, what the president, I'm going to say, he's a reading figure in the book.
Sure.
But these are facts people need to know. Yeah. And thanks to you and to Bill Rogers and Henry Kissinger and Daniel Hague, we do have a lot of material.
Well, we understand that. And don't be concerned about reviews and that sort of thing.
No book
will ever be written about me, and it will get favorable reviews. The flattest prediction I
ever had. I'm amazed to see him.
I couldn't care less.
it does not affect, as I may have heard, the people, the Orientals never go, never, I mean, you show it on China, my share. Look, it's great, the Japanese, Sodom, Kishi, I mean, they have a deal, but when you look at the, you look at the Irish as a group, they're that way. Generally speaking, the German doesn't do it, he stands up better. And basically, when you get, I mean, well, it's, well, we take, so that we keep it out of the religious thing. You talk about the Semitic peoples, it doesn't affect them because basically they don't drink so much. I mean, you find very few of them are boozers, but you take care of the candy. You can look great, but you continue. And Bill Buckley, who also described, he said, he once said, this was a couple years ago, he said, you know, what about Teddy? And of course, he, of course, was for Jack Kennedy, professional captain, and not for Bobby, couldn't take that. But he said, the trouble with Teddy is he's the best looking one. But he has one liability that neither Bobby nor Jack had. He cannot resist the third drinking.
Interesting point.
I don't mean that the drinks are designed to affect the fact about how it affects his conduct, but I mean how it affects the person's appearance.
Yes.
I want to lose, I don't drink much, but yes. You've got to be damn careful about that. You've seen some of your colleagues in the press come right apart at you.
Oh, yeah.
In front of your eyes.
Sure. They just collapse. Become
not even